I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. In a recent edition of Outdoor News, Backyard and Beyond columnist Stan Tequila profiled the all-American black bear. I'll share some amazing facts about this animal, whose population has been growing across the region, when we return. But first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. The American black bear is endemic, that is, found only in North America. Of the three bear species on this continent, it is the smallest but most widespread of the bears. The other two species, by the way, are the grizzly or brown bear and the polar bear. Stan Tequila writes in Outdoor News that the black bear evolved from another bear species about 4 to 5 million years ago. Historically, the black bear roamed most of North America, but it lost a good chunk of that range during European settlement. That's not the case today, as black bears have reclaimed most of the continent, at least where any forest exists. In addition to healthy populations in the upper Midwest, there are growing bear populations out east and down south. Black bears are putting weight on right now to prepare for hibernation. Tequila points out that hibernation is an amazing phenomenon. Imagine if you or I were to lie down for 7 months. Our muscles would atrophy so bad, we'd need to learn how to walk again. Bears lie down for the same amount of time, and they'll roll out next spring in pretty good shape. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.